Thank you for calling the Dial-Up Story Hotline. This is the Bremen Town Musicians by the Brothers Grimm. A certain man had a donkey, which had carried the corn sacks to the mill indefinitely for many a long year, but his strength was going, and he was growing more and more unfit for work. And his master began to consider how he might best save his keep. But the donkey, seeing that no good wind was blowing, ran away and set out on the road to Bremen. There, he thought, I can surely be a town musician. When he had walked some distance, he found a hound lying on the road, gasping like one had run until he was tired. "What are you gasping for, you big fellow?" asked the donkey. "Ah," replied the hound, "as I am old and daily grow weaker and no longer can hunt, my master wanted to kill me, so I took flight. But now how am I to earn my bread?" "I tell you what," said the donkey, "I am going to Bremen and shall be the town musician there. Go with me and engage yourself also as a musician. I will play the lute and you can beat the kettle drum." And the hound agreed, and so they went. Before long they came to a cat sitting on a tree, with a face like three rainy days. "Now then, old shaver, what has gone askew with you?" asked the donkey. "Who can be merry when his neck is in danger?" asked the cat. "Because I am now getting old, and my teeth are worn to stumps, and I prefer to sit by the fire and spin, rather than hunt about after mice. My mistress wanted to throw me down, so I ran away. But now good advice is scarce. Where am I to go?" "Go with us to Bremen. You understand night music. You can be the town musician." The cat thought well of it, and went after them, and went with them. After this, the three fugitives came upon a farmyard, where the rooster was sitting upon the gate, crowing with all his might. "Your crow goes through and through one," said the donkey. "What is the matter?"
"I have been foretelling fine weather, because it's the day on which Our Lady washes the child's white shirts and wants to dry them," said the rooster. "But guests are coming for Sunday, so the housewife has no pity, and she has told the cook she intends to eat me in the soup tomorrow, and this evening I am to have my head cut off. But I am crowing at full pitch while I can."
"Ah, but Redcomb," said the donkey, "you had better come with us. We are going to Bremen, and you can find something better than death everywhere. You have a good voice, and we will make music together. And if we make music together, it must have some quality." The rooster agreed to this plan, and all four went. They could not, however, reach the city of Bremen in one day, and in the evening they came to a forest where they meant to pass the night. The donkey and the hound laid themselves down under a large tree. The cat and the rooster settled themselves in the branches. But the rooster flew right to the top, where he was most safe. Before he went to sleep, he looked around on all four sides and thought he saw in the distance a little spark burning. So he called out to his companions. "That must be a house not far off, for he saw a light." And the donkey said, "If so, we had better get up and go on, for the shelter here is bad." The hound thought that a few bones with some good meat on them would do him some good, too. So they made their way to the place where the light was, and soon saw it shine brighter and grow larger, until they came to a well-lighted robber's house. The donkey, as the biggest, went to the window and looked in.
"What do you see, my gray horse?" asked the rooster.
"What do I see?" answered the donkey. "A table covered with good things to eat and drink, and robbers sitting at it enjoying themselves."
"That would be the sort of thing for us," said the rooster.
"Yes, ah, yes, how I wish we were in there," said the donkey. Then the animals took counsel together on how they could manage to drive away the robbers, and at last they thought of a plan. The donkey was to place himself with his 4 feet upon the window ledge. The hound was to jump up upon the donkey's back. The cat was to climb upon the dog. And lastly, the rooster was to climb up and perch upon the head of the cat. That was the Bremen Town Musicians by the Brothers Grimm. For previous Dial-Up stories, visit the archives at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.